Our devotion for this month addresses the Second Advent. It is entitled, As You See the Day Approaching. From Hebrews 10 we read, Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. As I write this, the sun is setting earlier each day. The leaves are changing color and the temperatures are getting cooler. I don't need a desktop calendar to tell me that fall has arrived. What I see right outside my office window reminds me what season it is. As you read this, the colorful lights adorning the houses around you, perhaps snow on the ground, and Sunday school children memorizing their parts, remind you that it is December and Christmas is just around the corner. Just as we know the time of year we are in by looking around us, Jesus wants us to be aware of the times in which we are living. For instance, read what Paul says in 2 Timothy 3, 1-5 about the last times. Do you see any or all of those things today? We know what time it is. The day is approaching. The day is the one we speak of every time we confess the Apostles and Nicene Creeds. Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. It is the last day, Judgment Day, and the day of Jesus' second coming. How can we prepare for the day? First, the writer to the Hebrews says, Hold fast the confession of our hope. Hold on to the precious promises God has made to you in His Word. Hold fast, hold on tight to God's promises of forgiveness through His Son. Hold fast to the confession that because Jesus rose from the dead, your sins are truly forgiven. Hold fast to the confession of your hope that because of all that Jesus did, heaven is your eternal home. As the world around you becomes more and more hopeless, rejoice knowing that He who promised is faithful. Secondly, as you see the day approaching, consider one another. As society becomes more and more ungodly, it is easy to grumble and be discouraged. While it may feel easier to just hunker down and isolate from the chaos swirling around you, the writer calls on us to think about our fellow believers. If you're feeling discouraged, they probably are too. In considering one another, the writer calls on us to assemble ourselves together. This is primarily done as we gather for worship. Assembling together for worship, we confess our sins together, and together we rejoice to hear Christ's forgiveness. Together we sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to His word. Together, shoulder to shoulder, we are fed by the Good Shepherd as we receive the Lord's Supper. We also assemble ourselves together so that we can stir up love and good works, as well as exhorting one another. To exhort means to call to one side. It's like putting your arm around someone and encouraging them. As we see the day approaching, we need ever more encouragement in Christ's love as the world around us becomes more and more discouraging. We know what time it is. Seeing December on the calendar reminds us that Christmas is drawing near. Seeing the times in which we are living today, we know that the day of Christ's return is approaching. Hold on to the hope God has promised you in His Word, and encourage your fellow believers so much the more as you see the day approaching. This article is written by Nathan Pfeiffer, pastor of Berea Lutheran Church in Invergrove Heights, Minnesota.